From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. David Lombardo reports in Capital Confidential that two prisons will be closed in New York under the current budget deal being negotiated in Albany. Assemblyperson D. Billy Jones said in February, and I quote, "While no prisons have been specifically named, communities statewide will have to wait with bated breath to find out if a critical part of their economy will be shuttered," end quote. Governor Andrew Cuomo said then that prisons, and I quote, "are not a jobs program," end quote, and said the closures were, and I quote, "reversing the era of mass incarceration," end quote. Cuomo wanted to close three prisons to save $35 million a year. Under the reported deal, Cuomo has 1 year to announce the closings and must give legislative leaders 90 days' notice before any closures. Read the full story in Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. Sarah Tapton reports for Columbia Green Media that the village of Catskill is discussing renovations for Dutchman's Landing with a new stage for bands to perform and a shutdown for the snack shop. Catskill Village President said at a meeting March 26, Dutchman's Galley won't be renovated quickly, so it won't reopen this spring. Seeley said, and I quote, "We determined it was not worth it to make a significant investment to bring it up to the level it would need to be to give a business the chance it would need to make it," end quote. Food trucks will serve the park visitors this summer, Seeley suggested, and trustee Peter Grassi Jr. wants to make Dutchman's Landing the latest location for the constantly moving farmers market. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Rachel Silberstein reports in the Albany Times Union that the new state budget due by March 31st includes a measure that would end the release of arrest records and mugshots in New York State. Mugshot photos and booking information of anyone arrested would not be released unless disclosure serves a law enforcement purpose. While the language of the measure remains secret, the New York Civil Liberties Union opposes the proposal, saying that it does not even define what, and I quote, "booking information," end quote, is. While the measure is meant to stop exploitive pay-to-remove websites that publish arrest information to charge arrestees to take down references online to arrest, the NYCLU says it does not actually address the issue. A memo from the rights organization reads, and I quote, "While it offers little to protect arrestees' privacy, this measure would unduly restrict proper access to public records, which are critical to police oversight, all in the name of solving a problem New York's courts have already begun to address independently and with more precision," end quote. Governor Andrew Cuomo said on March 28th, and I quote, "I understand the tension, and I'm open to a better solution," end quote. Read the full story in the Albany Times Union. Patricia R. Doxey reports in the Daily Freeman that Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro took away some future choices for voters, signing a term limit law that will bar long-term legislators from continuing their experience running the county. Molinaro said in a press release, and I quote, "Term limits further empower residents, hold officials accountable, and help to reinvigorate democracy. This law will ensure a constant stream of new leaders, which will only serve to benefit the people of Dutchess County for generations to come," end quote. The law goes into effect in 2020, limiting the executive to 3 4-year terms in office, with legislators capped at 6 2-year terms. In 2022, the comptroller is limited to 3 4-year terms. But the time clocks for current representatives don't begin until 2020. If Molinaro is reelected this November, he will be in the midst of his third term then, but still gets several more chances to continue his tenure as county executive. Barbara Jeter Jackson, a Democrat from Poughkeepsie, Marge Horton, a Republican representing East Fishkill, and James Miko, a Republican from Fishkill, have all been in the legislature for more than 12 years. Past County Executive Michael Hine had vetoed the legislation last year, but the legislature overrode the veto in December, voting 16-5 for term limits. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day. and a nice weekend.